to another worldwide podcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 6, as we conclude chapter 6 with verses 17 through 20. So when God wanted to give the heirs of his promise an even clearer demonstration of the immutability of his purpose, he intervened with an oath, so that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge might be strongly encouraged to hold fast to the hope that lies before us. This we have as an anchor of the soul, sure and firm, which reaches into the interior behind the veil, where Jesus has entered on our behalf as forerunner, becoming high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. When you finally agree that it is impossible for God to lie about anything, past, present, or future, then you begin to take refuge by holding fast to the hope that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He is the one high priest that allows us to go behind the veil, so to speak, and enter with him as our forerunner, according to the order of Melchizedek, holy, blameless, unstained. His hope, we find his purpose, living according to his will. This means it's going to be hard sometimes, and it seems hard to understand. But with your daily practice, you can find humility to live in God's stand. Stand up for Jesus. Amen. See not the distaste of human repugnance, but the smell of salvation, understood as life-giving forces sharing mercy. Today, this picture reminds me of my Uncle Jim Hodges. He died on Good Friday from heart failure. My heart goes out to my Aunt Betty, who gave her all to her soulmate in Christ Jesus. She said, "We will walk together again when God calls us all home. Amen." He was humble and God-fearing. Rest in peace, Jim. Amen. Let us revisit Catechist paragraph 1544. Everything that the priesthood of the Old Covenant prefigured finds its fulfillment in Christ Jesus, the one mediator between God and men. The Christian tradition considers Melchizedek, priest of God Most High, as a prefiguration of the priesthood of Christ, the unique high priest after the order of Melchizedek, holy, blameless, unstained. By a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified, that is, by the unique sacrifice of the cross. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for, and those that we've been asked to pray for, as we pray for those entering the church this evening. Be going through their baptism, their first communion, and their confirmation. What an exciting time to embrace the beauty of Jesus' divine sacrifice, his divine body and blood, where your soul comes to your embodiment. We continue to pray for those who are dying each day, Lord. We pray for those in Ukraine, give offer of prayers that their last breath may be filled with peace. And may you give those who need the fighting edge to come alive in your name, Lord. Give them protection. As we pray for Holy Mother Church, in Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Hebrews 6. We are concluding chapter 6 today with verses 17 through 20. It's a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Our Hope Firm and Sure, Soul Anchor. Clear, even, promised, His heirs given. Purpose His immutability, demonstration hospitable. Oath intervention, God-given. Things immutable too, from God's impossibility, committable. Refuge taken, encouraged, strongly, fast, holding. Our hope firm and sure, soul anchor. Veil remover, interior reached, Jesus holding. Forerunner, behalf ours, forever priest, Melchizedek order. Amen. I'm Tom Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's April 16th, 2022. We're recording this morning at 6:46 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, I hope you're getting ready for your Easter Eve this evening. May all of us who encounter the Lord's Spirit in His resurrection come to know His truth in all things. Be willing to practice, to pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. As we close today, in the name of Jesus, with prayers to our good friend John and Marie at 8:04. God bless you too. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Jesus.